Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
Welcome along to another edition of the Score programme. On tonight's show, we'll be joined by Éireann manager John McNulty as we look ahead to the Donegal Senior and Junior Football Championship finals, which have been refixed for this coming weekend. Paddy Hunter will be talking Tyrone football. That's another decisive weekend with two senior championship semi-final ties and a Division 1 final to take place. Plus, we'll be joined by Gavin Cullen to look ahead to the Finn Harpstone Dock game, which is taking place tomorrow night, and we'll also be talking about other football matters as well. Well, as we look forward to big games this weekend, we are very mindful of the people of Chrysler and those who died in this very sad tragedy. In what was a very difficult week, we continue to keep everyone affected in our thoughts and prayers. The 10 people who have passed, their family and friends, the injured, the emergency services, and the people who volunteered through those testing hours last weekend. Sport is minimal in terms of importance, but it may give some a small sense of normality for a short period of time in the coming days. Finn Harps face Dundalk tomorrow night, Friday, at Finn Park. 8 o'clock is the kick-off time as the battle at the bottom continues for the Ballybuffet men. Dermot Doherty will have live regular updates from that game here in Highland as from the kick-off time. Harps come into the tie needing to pick up points after the 3-0 loss to rivals Derry City in the North West Derby at the Brandywell last Friday. While Ryan O'Kane's men are also looking for points as they sit just a point ahead of St Pat's in the standings. Finn Harps' programme cover will display the names of the 10 victims of the Chrysler tragedy last Friday evening, and there will also be a bucket collection for the fundraiser on the night. I've been looking ahead to that Finn Harps Dundalk game and talking a few other football matters with former Finn Harps goalkeeper and captain Gavin Cullen. Gavin, listen, there's a lot of football taking place this weekend. League of Ireland action involving Finn Harps. Cock Hill Celtic obviously out against Bunnaghy United tomorrow evening, Saturday, in the FAI Intermediate Cup. And then we've got full fixtures and a junior level in both Donegal and Inishowen. But I think it's fair to say everybody involved in sport and everybody involved in football and soccer this weekend, when they're playing, they're going to be playing very much with heavy hearts after the events that happened in the county last week.
Yeah, undoubtedly, Arsene. Sport was all, and rightly so, called off last weekend with the tragedy in Chrysler. And look, I suppose it's been in everybody's thoughts all week, and especially the people that it has affected the most. And look, sport obviously is important, but it does take a secondary, a back step or a secondary thought on people when something like this happens. But again, like when we get back on the pitches this weekend, there'll be silences or minutes applause and stuff like that or whatever, you know, so it'll be done in a fitting way as well.
Yeah, but sport can play its part as well, and it can give people a lift, and we've seen that very much with Amber Barrett on Tuesday night for the Republic of Ireland Women's, Gavin.
Yeah, that's unbelievable for herself and for the country, and especially the fact that, you know, she's from Donegal, and it meant so much the week that was in it. It was very, very fitting. And her interviews and stuff after the game were unbelievable. And I suppose you can take a lot of heart from that. And as you say, sport is an out for a lot of people, and it's very important in people's lives as well. So all in all, that was a fantastic occasion and a tough week. So it was.
Yeah. Looking at the games this weekend, Finn Harps in action against Dundalk. That's on Friday night at Finn Park. I'm reading today, Gavin, that Harps haven't beat Dundalk at home in a quarter of a century. So that would mean your time at Finn Park as well. You never beat Dundalk.
No, it's hard to believe. I thought we beat them in a playoff at Finn Park one time, but maybe we beat them away and beat them at home. And at home, I'm not too sure, but I'm nearly sure a semi-final of a playoff one year, we definitely beat them. Yeah. That's a very surprising stat, that. Yeah. Obviously true. So it doesn't go well for Friday night, but look, they're there to be, stats are there to be changed and beaten. And Harps really, really, really desperately need a result on Friday night, and you never know.
Yeah, at times over the last couple of weeks, Dundalk looks shaky. Harps will be hoping for a shaky Dundalk and Ballybuffet this weekend.
They will, and they'll need to be, because look, Dundalk are a fine side, and they've top players, and they're having a very good season. So no matter when and where you play them, it's going to be a tough ask. And obviously with Harps, their form hasn't been great, but it's an opportunity. Friday night's an opportunity to maybe get a point or get 3 points ahead of UCD with them not playing, and that gives a big lift to everybody around, the players, the staff, the supporters, you know, going into the final three games after that. So like, it's a huge game on Friday night.
Yeah, and it's an opportunity for Harps to put more pressure on UCD, because UCD are going to have three games in the space of a week. They've nothing now to the 21st. They've got matches coming up against Drogheda, Shelburne, and then Finn Harps on the following Friday night. So three games in the space of a week could be tough on the students. And if Harps were to have a leg up going into that, it all bodes well. So it does, Gavin.
Oh, yes, of course. As I say, hypothetically, if Harps get 3 points on Friday night, UCD go into that game that week with three games in a week against them teams needing two results out of the three, which they haven't really put together all season. So that would be a huge swing in Harps' favour, and a huge mental thing for UCD to overcome in them games. So it would give a bit of a cushion, and it would definitely give a big leg up for Harps in the run.
Yeah. What did you make of Harps' performance last week against Derry City, Gavin?
I didn't think they were great, to be honest. They probably got in the game what they deserved. I didn't think Derry were outstanding, but they were better than Harps. And it was disappointing to lose the game 3-0, but as I say, they were never really in with it. Didn't look like any getting anything out of the game at any point, you know.
Yep. And do you think they're going to have to score on Friday?
I would have thought so. We have to score the one in a game, so yeah. A draw wouldn't be bad, but a one would be brilliant for them. I think they need to score for definite.
Yeah, and not concede first, which is usually a nice way to go about it, Gavin.
Well, generally in the League of Ireland, the team that scores first goes on to get a result. You don't see many teams coming back from behind and winning games. You know, it's generally a rule of thumb in the League of Ireland, especially with the logistics and the travel and the away teams and stuff. So if you get one up, you find that you usually get a result of at least a draw.
Yeah. Derry City not in league action this week, Gavin, but they do have a cup semi-final to come against Treaty United, a game that you would expect Derry to win comfortably to progress through to the final.
Yeah, you would look. It'd be 9 times out of 10 Derry won this game by 3 or 4 goals. But it's cup football, and as UCD seen in the last round, Treaty probably put on their performance of the season and turned them over. I think it was 4-0 or 4-1. So you never know, but look, all in all, I think Rory Higgins and his staff and the group at Derry are ultra professional. They'll go about their business well, and I think they'll see the game out handy enough, to be honest.
Yeah, the other semi final will be a closer one. Waterford and Shelburne.
If Waterford are in really great form. I see one of their players got their play of the month there as well. He scored a couple of wonder goals last month, so they're in a really good run of form. Brilliant result in the semi final for them. Shelburne, again, probably bonus territory for them at this point, getting to the cup semi-final, but they'll be wanting to get their cup final this season to put a bit of icing on the cake of what's been a very good season for them, and they've progressed really well.
Yeah. Just finally, you're back in action this weekend again, the sort of local soccer fixture from an Ulster Senior League and an FAI Intermediate Cup point of view have been very much sporadic over the last couple of weeks, so it has since the start of the season, but they don't come much bigger than Cockhill Celtic against Bunnigie United at intermediate level at the moment. Gavin, what sort of game, what sort of welcome are you expecting at the Dry Arch Park on Saturday?
It'll be a tough game. The fact I suppose only one club can get out of the county makes it doubly difficult and tough. The fact that the two clubs that are playing got to the quarterfinals of this competition last year and got into the last 32 or last 16 of the FAI Senior Cup, you know, which, again, it's disappointing that we're both not on the open draw, but look, that's the way it is, and that's what we have to be up against. Obviously, an away draw for us isn't ideal. We'd have liked it to be in Cockhull, but we go there with confidence and our own ability, and know we're in for a real tough test against a very, very good Bonaghy side.
Yep. Just on the level of intermediate football in the county at the moment, Gavin, and the fact that there hasn't been too many competitive games for the small number of teams that's involved in the Ulster Senior League and their various competitions. Is Coghill and Bonaghy United at a level where they can win the FAI Intermediate Cup?
It's definitely, I believe so. I believe the squad of players that we have are as good as anything in the country. I've said that over the last 3 or 4 years. I have no doubt, watching and seeing and what we come up against and what we beat and what we'd be beaten by, we're there, thereabouts. It is probably the level of competition on a weekly basis that sort of beats us now. When we have games, and the games against Bonaghy, Letterkenny, Derry, Harps, whoever, you know, they're tough games and they're a good level. But it's that repetitiveness and that coming up against different opposition at different times with different systems and different ways of playing that the Leinster Senior League and Munster Senior League clubs have, that there's no doubt gives them that advantage, you know, coming under the latter stages of this competition. But in saying that, there is no better side in the media football in the country on a consistent basis than ourselves. And we have to believe that. And when we get to the latter stages of these competitions, we have to believe that we can go the whole way, you know. And that's what we have to go. But we have to go and do that and prove that on a pitch as well.
Yeah, and I'm sure Bonaghy United believe the same way too, so they do, Gavin. But listen,
100%, and they should, because they are top side as well. They're a team full of very, very good players.
Yeah. Listen, Gavin, as always, thanks for joining us on The Score this week, and enjoy the football at the weekend.
Thanks, Ocean. Okay, bye-bye.
There you go, that's Gavin Cullen. Just a reminder, Harps against Dundalk tomorrow night. We will have regular updates from that tie as from the 8 o'clock kickoff. But before that, the weekend soccer action is due to get up and running a half an hour earlier at the Diamond Park in Ballyar, 7:30 on Friday evening. It's the John Gorey Kern Youth Cup Final. Bonaghy United are going up against Milford United. Bonaghy, of course, looking to lift yet another piece of silverware as they end the season. There is full programmes of matches at junior level in the North West, with games taking place in both Donegal and Inishowen, and both leagues are involved in the opening round of matches in the FAI Junior Cup. Fannage United are taking on Castlefin Celtic. Milford United play Capri Rovers. Rathmullen Celtic will face Greencastle. Glengadge United are up against Coghill Youths. Buncrana Hearts play Mavelle Celtic, and Aya take on Glasslock from County Cavan. Those games are all penciled in for Sunday, and they start at 1:30 on Sunday afternoon. On the Gaelic Games front, this Saturday and Sunday, the Refix Senior and Junior Football Finals will be played. On Saturday at 12 noon and 2:15, St Eunan's will meet Neve Connell in the Senior B and the Senior A deciders. When on Sunday, Letterkenny Gaels are involved in both of the junior finals. In the A, they will meet Cairn Donna. In the B, they will meet Neve Ulton. Those games start at 1:30 and 3:30 respectively on Sunday. This week in our GAA preview section, I've been looking ahead to those games with Éireann manager John McNulty.
John,
as always, you're welcome to the airwaves of Highland Radio.
Thank you, Oisin.
And I suppose, John, we're in a week where we're looking forward to the county final, but sport is very much taking a back seat and insignificant with what has happened in the county over the last week since last Friday and the tragedy in Chrysler. And the St. Michael's GA Club are rallying round their community. So they are with what has happened over the last week. And I'm sure everybody that's watching the county final at the weekend, those that are involved in the county final, will very much be thinking of what took place last week in Chrysler.
Aye, of course. I think the whole county and indeed the whole country is thinking of the people of Chrysler right now. And this last week or so, you know, it's tragic events what's happened there. And it's really hard to put it into words at all. But what you do see is the way that the St. Michael's Club have come together and helping the community and rallying around it. And I think it shows you you know, the strength of the GAA and the community, and what's it about when these unforeseen accidents happen, and, you know, the tragedy and the loss of life. And, you know, to have the people and the support there at that time is huge. So, you know, again, with St. Michael's GAA, you know, they're doing a great job there in very, very trying, difficult circumstances to help as much as they possibly can.
And we've got four clubs who are involved in finals action this weekend, five clubs actually involved in finals this weekend, and somehow they have to try and refocus themselves to get involved in a big decider, so they do.
Yeah, I'd imagine, you know, it's everybody has been speaking about it all week, you know, the tragic events, and that when that happens, it just it puts everything else into context and leaves it very much secondary. But I guess, you know, you probably have to just go down to training and you knuckle down, and them hours, 2 hours that you're down training, and you come together as a group and you try to focus it on it when you're at the training. And I'd imagine that's what those two teams would have to do, or four teams would have to do, obviously in difficult circumstances, but they would just have to go down and do that probably.
Yeah. Well, let's look at the big game, the senior final. It's scheduled to start at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. St. Eunan's and Neve Connell, once again set to go head to head. Would you concur with the rest of the county and feel that maybe St. Eunan's are favourites for this one, John?
I would think they are. They are favourites, probably on the back of maybe their county final performance last year and the way that they've come through the championship this year as well, getting back to the final. I think they have shown that they're a very, very good team and that they'll be very hard to beat, and they won't be easy to dispose as champions. So, yeah, I would concur that they're favourites from the way they've been playing, all right. Yeah. And saying that, you know, if you look at them, Neve Connell have come through again. And, you know, I think they're back in, I think it's maybe their 12th final overall, you know. So, you know, I mean, they're very resilient, so they're going to be there. And probably a bit of a reversal maybe from last year, where a lot of people had Neve Connell favourites going in. Maybe after they beat Gidoer in the quarterfinal, Kilcarran in the semi-final, and Eunan's came through maybe through the quarterfinal through St. Noel's and St. Michael's last year. So I think it's nearly a reverse of last year, where you think Eunan's are the hot favourites probably, and Neve Connell are coming in maybe not under the radar, but, you know, just maybe just not in the same capacity as maybe the way Eunan's are playing at the moment.
Yeah. Coming under the radar isn't a bad position to be in going into a final, but John?
No, it's actually an excellent way to be coming in, because, you know, sometimes you go in and say if you take your qualifying rounds and you have to get up for games. And as I said, last year maybe Neve Connell had to get up for Gidoer and Kilcarran, and there'd be two big challenges, and then have to get up for the third time against St. Eunan's, which was difficult, where if you looked at Eunan's maybe came through last year that way. So, as I say, it's reversal this year. So I think, you know, they really just have to, one big game, big experienced team, and you just really have to get yourself ready for that one big game. And on the day, you know, finals are there. They're there to be won, as often the cliche, but it's going to be interesting to see how they look at the game, what way they'll go ahead to try and play against Eunan's.
Yeah, and one of those factors is how you deal with Sean Patton.
Yeah, I mean, his kick out against Kilcarran the last day was superb. I mean, he was just all over the field. He could get them away, and I mean, he's probably one of the best in the country at it. Again, you're probably looking. Kilcarran probably hit maybe a high ball in and went into the net, so that's probably something that maybe Neve Connell would be looking at too. But in saying that, St. Eunan's recovered very well from that. And, you know, again, they're experienced now. They have that winner's medal in the championship, and they've experience in that team now. And again, along with a lot, even though a lot of them are young players, they've won that championship. They won the 21, the one minors. So they're coming in there with in very good shape to win that championship again for the second time in a row. And that's not an easy thing done. So, you know, maybe there's a bit of pressure from that side that they're favourites this time rather than last year, where they went in as the underdog.
Yeah, but you can have that, I suppose, being a season championship winner, but you still have to have the hunger and the fire in the belly for it. So you do, John?
You do, because it becomes on the day. And you know, like that's where obviously Niamh Conlon have a lot of experience and championships. You know, I mean, there's probably six or seven of them that have been there, and maybe in those 12 finals, which is huge from that respect. So they will have, they will definitely have the hunger on it, you know, and probably a certain amount of them going to a certain age at this stage, knowing maybe look, they're probably in their twilight of their career, and they would look this as a real opportunity for them to try and get to win another championship. So it'll be a very, very hotly contested final, I have no doubt about it.
Yeah, what sort of game are you expecting then, John? What way is this one going to go? Are we going to see the 11-4 we've seen last year, or is it going to be one of these tight ties that the clubs have been involved in before where there's been a point in it and it's ended like 9-8 or 11-10? What sort of game are you expecting?
I think a lot of that comes down to maybe how Niamh Conlon can negate St. Eunan's attack. The way with their kickouts, you know, if they're pushed up on them, if Patton's able to get them away quick and they're down the field and they're able to get those scores quickly, or whether they've kind of decided maybe, you know what, we might just drop off his kickouts and give them to him short and work it from there. I think a lot depends on that, because I expect the first usually 10-15 minutes that both teams will be probably, you know, just getting on the ball and maybe a bit cautious around the place and just feeling their way through the first 10-15 minutes of the game. And after that, I think it really will depend. I think Niamh Conlon will probably have to look and see, maybe look for a goal or two in that championship final as well. I think if they get that, then it's game on. But I think the way St. Eunan's are playing at the moment, they're forwards inside, you know, they have a lot of talent there, and they're going to be hard to stop. I mean, if you look at the two O'Donnells, and you know, we talk about, and you have your man Owen McGeehan there as well. I mean, and there's another a new guy this year really has come on the scene, Moore, Kieran Moore. I think he's played very well against Kilcar the last day as well. And they've an awful lot of talent around there. And even when you look what they took off the bench the last day, when they took off or that they put on McVeigh and Kieran Tobin, you know, they'd be in any other team in the county. So, you know, they have the strength and depth and that way. And I spoke earlier before maybe about Niamh Conlon's loss of, you know, obviously Owen McGettigan is a massive loss in terms of a forward play. And you look at the Kieran Gallagher and Brennan as well, and obviously Alton Doherty in the corner. Like, their four guys probably in their mid-20s and would be huge loss to the Niamh Conlon squad. So that probably, you know, in terms of squads, probably at least St. Eunan's a bit stronger because of that. And I think St. Eunan's will do enough to get over the line.
Yeah. Ethan O'Donnell is seen as a doubt for the game, but given that there's been a number of days added in the build-up to this game, Ethan O'Donnell may be ready come the weekend.
Yeah, I'm sure that we definitely would have given him that extra time to prepare back. I've seen him all year. I think he's a very, very good player. He's been playing. He's probably Niamh Conlon's best player so far this season. He's a really, really talented footballer. And for as a county final goes, it would be nothing nicer to see, you know, the two teams with their best teams out on the day. And yeah. So hopefully he can make it.
And of course, St. Eunan's and Niamh Conlon, as we know, Gary McDade calls them in Glen Swilly, two superpowers of Donegal football, very much evident this year as well, with the club having sides involved in both the A and the reserve finals too, John.
Yeah, they are. They have strong strong teams right throughout there at Dáil football. When you see that, I think there's Niamh Conlon in the three finals, and St. Eunan's also had a team this year in the junior championship as well. So, I mean, they had four teams out in total. So that shows you the strength and depth that they have in terms of numbers and the way that they're competing and getting to the finals. So it probably leaves it even more exciting for the two clubs to have those teams in the finals, both finals.
Yeah. Let's move to the junior games, which are taking place on Sunday. Letterkenny Gaels have lost a couple of finals in recent years. It's been a while since Cairn Donagh have been in the final. But this game's going to be too tight to call, John. Two very, very talented football inside, and I don't think there'll be much in it come Sunday.
I think when you look at probably Letterkenny Gaels first, maybe that they, you know, they're probably they stayed in Division 2 this year as well, you know, which was big for them. And you know, Letterkenny, you know, there's a big area there, and surely, you know, it would be time for a second team in Letterkenny to be making inroads in the championship. So, you know, they'll be looking definitely to try and get out of the junior and get back up to intermediate. And I mean, they have they've done well through the qualifiers as well. I think it was Newton and Karen Donna and Pettigo in the group stages, and I know they drew with Naross, and I think they met them again in the semi final, and that was a very, very tight game. I think there were 2 points in it in the end. I think Naross might have felt that they were, you know, maybe a bit hard done by with some of the frees in the end, but that's the way that goes. I think Letterkenny Gales, you know, I think it's their second year in the final, so they'll definitely have experience from last year, and they'll be looking forward to trying to get over the line. As for Karen Donna, I think they're probably improving. Obviously, your man, Conor O'Donnell, I mean, he's a great footballer, and there's the two Dohertys there as well. And obviously, Ryan Kelly, I think the captain as well. So they have a lot of new players coming through with Karen Donna. I think they're putting in more of a effort into their, maybe the GA, and they're getting the rewards from it, and back and getting to the final. But I think, if I was going to call it on the day, I think the experience of Letterkenny Gales might just be enough, and it'll be tough, because any team is at Conor Donnell on it, you know, they have Letterkenny Gales will have probably do their homework on him, because he's definitely a match winner. But I just think Letterkenny Gales to shade it.
And as Niamh Columba found out in recent weeks, John, been involved in two finals on the same day and trying to have success in both of those games is a difficult thing to do. They lost out in the Intermediate A and the Intermediate B. The Gales are going for the Junior A and the Junior B, but Niamh Alton are looking to upset the odds in the B match, so there.
Yeah, and Niamh Alton, I know a lot of the lads that play for Niamh Alton there. You know, I mean, you have to credit Niamh Alton in a lot of ways too. They're really, really a small area to pick from, and you know, they keep going, and we've often seen the headlines with Martin Chauvelin playing, and a lot of those guys, Sean Fury and all of us, keeping the club going, maybe just to get younger guys through. So again, to assemble a junior team and be able to get to the final is a real credit to them. And I've no doubt that Niamh Alton will be playing with a lot of heart to try and win that game. So I really wouldn't be able to call that one.
Okay, listen, John, many thanks for joining us on The Score tonight.
Thank you, Oisin. Thanks very much.
It's John McNulty looking ahead to the big county finals this weekend here in Donegal. And we will, of course, have full live match commentary from the Senior A and the Junior A games on Saturday at 2:15. I'll be joined by Brendan Kilcoyne and Martin McHugh as we watch St Union's against Niamh Connell. We'll be starting our sports programme at slightly earlier time to facilitate live commentary from that game. And then on Sunday, Jeremy Doherty and Gary McDade will be in the commentary position for Letterkenny Gales against Karen Donna in that Junior A Football Championship decider. It's also a decisive weekend in the county of Tyrone. On Sunday, there's two semi-finals taking place in the Tyrone Senior Championship. Clonoe are up against Carrickmore at 3 o'clock in Pomeroy. And then later at 7 o'clock at Healy Park in Omagh, it's the defending champions Dermore against Errigal Cairn. While on Saturday, Killyclare is taking on Trillick in the Division 1 Senior League Football Final, which starts at 2 o'clock this week. As part of a GA section on the Score programme, I've been looking at the action in Tyrone with Tyrone commentator Paddy Hunter.
Before we go any further, thoughts very much in this part of the world with everybody in Chrysler, and message to yourselves as well there in Highland. The way he's handled the weekend from a professional point of view, absolutely exceptional as well, but certainly sincere sympathies to everybody in Donegal, and I know people in this part of the world have great affinity with that part of Donegal, so very, very sad time. Moving on, it's hard to move on to sport when there's something like that happens, but it is continuing, and as you say, Trillick and Killyclare go head-to-head on Saturday. It could be a tricky enough one. Both would love to be in the championship, Oisin. There's no getting away from that, because when they looked at the start of this league campaign, it was getting, you know, the points on the board, continuing well through the league, and then focusing the championship. Trillick, obviously, well beaten in the championship at the start of the whole competition by Dungannon. Killyclare beaten by Dromore, obviously first night out as well. So it's an opportunity. They've had a couple of weeks to try and get things together again. And, well, the league final sometimes can be one of those things that just happens. Normally it's a wee bit later in the year, but now it's basically in the middle of the championship. So autumn, as you would call it, could go either way. There's no doubt in the Killeclaher have one or two players back after injury. Tulloch have a couple of players probably back as well. And so it could be an interesting enough one.
Yeah, it certainly could. Moving on to Sunday then, two big championship encounters. One thing about the Tyrone Championship, you played a knockout, Paddy, so you do in there in the Red Hand County. So it's always grandstand stuff in Tyrone, so it is. But of the three of the four teams that have made the last four, they had to come through really, really tight games. There were really, really tight scorelines. There was nobody comfortable apart from Errigal Kieran.
You're absolutely right. Errigal probably had the pick of the performances over the weekend. That was built on Rory, Dara and Tommy Canavan, with Mark Kavanagh popping up with a point as well. Great performance from them against Dungannon. Dungannon probably didn't really get going at all. McKee done his best. Donaghy done his best as well. But Errigal probably the more comfortable of all the sides coming through, 116 to 111. Glamour, 1 point victory over Oma, and my own clubs and Endas probably will feel when they look back at the video of that and they look back at the game, they shot themselves out of it. They had a lot of chances in that game against the champions. Glamour won in that one, 6 points to 5. Narrow squeak for them. A poor enough game. Wild bad conditions last weekend with the rain lashing down. So it made life very, very difficult for both sides. But still, it was a poor enough game of football. There's no doubt about that. There was no quarter asked or given. Some good performances, it has to be said once again. On this occasion, the veteran, Roland McNabb, was outstanding for Glamour. One of those players who just keeps popping up and doing the business, really, for them. Done very well last day. So they're safely through. Carrickmore, it took Jack McCallan, son of the legendary Plunkett McCallan, the goalkeeper. Jack now is in goals. He done the business. He scored a 45, literally with the last kick of the game to get over Loch McCrory. The local rivals, the parish rivals, pushed Carrickmore all the way. They will also feel it's one that got away from them. There's no doubt about that. And then Clonoe, they saw the challenge of Dunoughmore, and it took Dan McNulty, came off the bench, great bit of work from him, picked up a Morrow pass and just turned to the back of the net. And, you know, it was one of them games, actually, they squeezed past Moortown, they've now squeezed past Dunoughmore, and they find themselves in the semi-final against Carrickmore, and the championship being the championship Tyrone, anything can happen.
Yeah, what kind of game then are you expecting in that first semi-final? Pomeroy is the venue, 3 o'clock is the start, Clonoe against Carrickmore. How do you see that one go, Paddy?
Well, looking at Clonoe's point, Clonoe have been very, very good in terms of the championship. That said, they find themselves in a relegation playoff still, unless they won the championship. So they could still be relegated from Division 1. They've been a side that's been knocking on the door in Tyrone senior football for many, many years. Could be maybe 20, 25 years that they've always been there. They've some very good talent. McCalliskey has been absolutely superb for them. And even last week, they showed real spirit. In 25 seconds, they had McCalliskey black carded. They had Jonathan McClure red carded. All in the space of a couple of seconds. Yet they've come back into the game. They found themselves 3 points down and yet come back to secure the victory. McNulty coming off the bench. Steve McNulty has been very good for them through the middle as well. Paul Coney. And then obviously you have the likes of Ryan Morrow, who's exceptional the last day too. And in goals, obviously, they have Mickey O'Neill as well. Needs no introduction to anybody that follows football. Mickey has been a great stalwart for them. Great performance from them. They're up against Carrickmore. And well, we sort of know what to expect from Carrickmore. They have that championship tradition. This is a big weekend for them, of course, as well. They celebrate 50 years of their minors winning the Tyrone Championship as well. And many of those stalwarts are still about the club. They're still great groundsmen. They're great clubmen. They've had a couple of good performances through this championship. There's no doubt about that. That 4-7-1-8 victory in the opening day. Johnny Monroe scoring a couple of goals. Daniel Fullard and Neil Allison also on target there on that occasion. They've had a big mix of scores. They've a couple of great players. Lorcan McBride has been absolutely superb for them during this campaign. Maybe one of the players that doesn't really hit the highlights, you know, that much, but underrated. His performances, some of the fielding he's done this year has been superb. And then, well, you look at the veterans, Mark Donnelly and Martin Penrose, they've rolled back the years, Oisin, this year, and they've been superb. They've come on, Martin actually started the game the last day. Mark Donnelly came on. They add that wee bit of extra. All you'd expect now is Conor Gorman to turn up and it'll be an extra bit. I don't think he will right now. But, you know, that's the level that they're at. Massive mix of youth and experience. Years that they've had coming through. Absolutely brilliant. But that said, I think they made it just too much for Clonoe. But Clonoe have that now, built up that head of steam. They've nothing to lose. It's one or take all for them. And they have the players who could turn this one over.
Yeah. As for the other semi-final, Hayley Park and almost 7 o'clock is the start. Dromore against Errigal Kearn. As you said, a 6-5-1 over Oma for Dromore in the last game. Don't think this one's going to be like that, is it, Paddy?
I wouldn't think so. But that said, now, Dromore come into the game, obviously. Obviously, everybody knows about Dromore's, the famous curse that they had on winning the Tyrone Championship all those years ago. That was put to bed many years ago now. The next curse, the next blight that they've had, nobody has won back-to-back Tyrone Championships since Carrickmore in 2005. So Dromore come into this game with absolutely nothing to lose. They want to win the title. The backroom team's pretty similar to what it was, bar the fact that Ryan McMenamin, who helped St McCartan's at the weekend claim another Tyrone Ladies League title. That's 11 in a row for them now, incidentally. And Ryan has been in charge in most of those, and certainly in the past 7 or 8 years anyway. They have a good enough squad. Peter Teague has been very, very good for them this year. Ronan McNabb, better known to many people as Magpie, very, very good as well. Niall Sludden came off the bench the last day. He's been carrying an injury. He came off the bench and has played a big part in their victory. That said, they're up against Errigal Kearn. Now, Errigal need no introduction. Rory Canavan scored a point within 20 seconds on his introduction the day against Moy. They were 7 points down at that stage. That kick-started their campaign. Last weekend, he scored 1 goal and 3 points. He was also superb. But the fact that the likes of Joe Goose, who likes to come into the middle of the park as well, playing exceptionally well. Mark Kavanagh back from injury. Peter Hart, the stalwart, carrying the game every time. Right through the side, they've got experience, they have quality, and they will fancy their chances. Bearing in mind, they haven't won the title now since, I think it was 2012. They've been in a couple of finals, and many people would have talked, although Oisin and Highland really would have covered those games in the 90s, when it would have been Carrickmore and it would have been Errigal Kearn going toe-to-toe during the mid-90s. There was nobody but them. And all of a sudden, they've lost their way somewhat. Mark Hart's in there now managing the side. They have experience, they have quality. But whether they just have the belief, maybe, they get over the line because they've got to those last couple of county finals there and have been beaten in them. So perhaps it's maybe their time. They will feel this is the best chance maybe they have in a couple of years. As I said, the three Canavans have been superb. Mark Cavan has been superb. Joe Goose as well. But they're up against the Dromore side with a point to prove. And that maybe will be a big issue in this one coming into the Senior Championship semi-final. Two massive games, Oisin, and I'm going to get splinters because I ain't going to tell you who's I think's going to win either of them. you could put so much weight on one side, so much weight on the other side, and literally 50-50. And that would be maybe even pushing it at this stage. Four very good sides, all capable of winning the Tyrone Championship, all very capable of winning the semi-finals this weekend.
Okay, Paddy, we'll keep a very keen eye on how those games are progressing on Sunday. Thanks for joining us as always, Paddy.
Well, Archie, thank you very much, and keep safe up that part of the world. All the best.
That's Paddy Hunter. Just finally, moving into rugby, and the North West sides are back in action this weekend. All-Ireland League Division 2C. Oma are away from home. They're heading to play Middleton on Saturday. Oma, 1-1-1 defeat so far as they head to their third game of the campaign. In Ulster Rugby Championship 1, City of Derry are also on the road. They play Clogher Valley. While in Championship 3, Letterkenny are at home against Cavan. And Strabane are on the road as they play the PSNI. And that brings an end to another edition of The Score. If you missed any of the show, you can, of course, recap in the sports section of HighlandRadio.com. That's it. Our next sport here tomorrow morning is after the 8:30 news with Chris Ashmore. Good evening.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.